New figures out today paint a mixed picture of an economy that is still struggling to find stability as the pandemic drags on. We've got Mike Regan here to help explain. He's senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Let's take these data points one at a time, shall we? The
sure.
Commerce Department today reported a slowdown in the growth of consumer spending. Does that mean the economic recovery that had begun has so quickly lost its momentum?
A little bit. It's important to remember there's two major components of consumer spending. One is services, say airlines and hotels and restaurants. That number actually looked pretty good for this report, which, remember, is for July. So it's possible that that spending slowed down further in August as the virus got worse. But for the July report, the other side of the consumer spending equation is physical goods and merchandise. And that was pretty weak in July. And I think part of that story is that we're still dealing with these supply bottlenecks around the world, really.
Yeah.
There was the shipping port closed in China and some factories closed. So certainly COVID is still holding things back compared to where they would be otherwise.
On the other hand, we got first-time jobless claims yesterday, and they ticked up very slightly, but they're still near the pandemic-era low from the previous week. And the government says household incomes rose by 1.1% in July, which I have to assume is a positive sign. Is this information evidence that the economy is strengthening?
Well, the peak of the recovery was in the second quarter when the economy grew at more than 12%. I mean, that's a pace unlike anything most of us have seen in our lifetime. So that was the high point just because the vaccines had allowed so many parts of the economy to reopen all at once. But for the rest of the year, the numbers have come down. The projections and forecasts for the rest of the year have come down a little bit, but they're still calling for about 6% growth in this current quarter, the third quarter, and the fourth quarter of the year. And that's still very, very strong growth. So it has come off the peak that we saw earlier in the year, but still recovering very, very strongly for the rest of the year. At least that's the expectations.
On the other hand, Mike, the Supreme Court yesterday struck down the Biden administration's moratorium on evictions just after we learned on Wednesday that only about 11% of the housing aid that had been approved by the government was actually used for renters and landlords. How concerned are you about the effect this may have if thousands of people are suddenly homeless?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be noticeable. Some estimates in the hundreds of thousands of renters facing evictions. And mind you, that's apartments that could have full families in them. So
yeah.
I think it's going to have a very sort of uneven effect around the country because various states have various laws that affect the amount of time it actually takes to evict someone. And New York, for example, has very renter-friendly laws for this type of thing.
Yeah.
And there is the possibility that Congress could take this up and sort of supersede the Supreme Court's decision.
Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.